Assalamu alaikum everyone, and today we are going to be talking about the tafsir of Ayat al-Kursi. So Ayat al-Kursi is the greatest ayah of the Holy Quran. We all know it, okay? It is in the Surah Baqarah. It is the verse 255. So let's just first listen to this beautiful verse of Quran.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
سبحان الله, such a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. Now let's just look into the translation of this verse. Let's just see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say to us in English. So let's just play the English version of this beautiful verse.
Allah, there is no deity except Him, the ever-living, the sustainer of all existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes Him nor sleep. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what will be after them, and they encompass not a thing of His knowledge except for what He wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires Him not. And He is the Most High, the Most Great.
Now that we have just got the basic idea of Ayat al-Kursi, let's just deep dive into the tafsir of it. Let's just pick one lines from the verse, and then we are going to be talking about it. We are going to be finding the details about it. So the first thing is that Allah says, Allah, there is no deity except Him, the Alive, the Eternal. So this statement means that there is no God but Allah, and He is the Supreme Lord of all of the creations and the worlds. Also, there is absolutely nothing which is worthy of worshipping except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says the same thing in Surah Nisa. Allah says, surely Allah does not forgive that anything should be associated with Him, and forgive what is beside that whomsoever He pleases. And whoever associated anything with Allah, He devises indeed a great sin. The Alive and the Eternal means that Allah is self-existing, that there is nothing who is creating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is ever living and everlasting, who never dies, who sustains everyone and everything. All creation stands in the need of Allah and totally rely on Him. While He is the most rich, who stands in need of nothing. Nothing can exist without His order and will. Subhanallah, such a beautiful line it is. Then Allah says, neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. So it's obvious. It simply means that Allah is above and beyond all of the stress or states of the drowsiness and the sleep. Allah could never be negligent, unaware, nor does He err in regards to its creation. He knows everything. He's not like us. We just do some work and we just get tired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like that. He is safe from sleep and He is safe from the slumber. So this is among the perfect attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is never affected by slumber or sleep. This is the absolute perfect power that our Creator actually have. Then Allah says, unto Him belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth. This indicates that everything is the servant of Allah. And under His power and the authority, everything on the earth or in the heaven is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Taha, unto Him belongs whatsoever is in the heaven and whatsoever is in the earth and whatsoever is in between them and whatsoever is beneath the soil. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is claiming everything that He owns, that whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, men, animal, plants, soil, sand, whatever it is, anything that you can see, it is His. He is the one who created everything. Subhanallah, amazing line it is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is he that intercede with him except by his leave? This means that nobody can intercede in his presence except by his permission on the day of judgment. The pagan used to think that their idol would intercede on their behalf. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained that no intercession will work in his court except for the intercession which he permits, like the intercession of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he is going to be asking for the mercy of the ummah. Okay, not the intercession where you just don't have to do anything and people claim that we are going to intercede for you. So this verse clearly tells us that there is no intercession that is going to work over there. Then Allah says he knows that which is in front of them and which is behind them. This refers to the perfect knowledge of all of the creation, including the past, present, the future. This is the proof that Allah's knowledge encompasses all of the world. He knows everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, while they encompass nothing of his knowledge except what he wills. This part of the verse asserts the fact that there is no one who attains any knowledge except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them. All encompassing knowledge of every particle in the universe is a unique attribute to none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Now comes the name. The name Kursi. Like, why do we say it Ayatul Kursi? So Kursi is basically a footstool. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says his throne encompasses the heavens and the earth. So here the throne that we are saying in English is actually Kursi in Arabic. So this literally means the footstool. But here the word Kursi represents the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about his throne where he is residing. And Allah says, and he is never weary of preserving them. Which means that Allah has no trouble in preserving and managing whatever is in the heavens and the earth and those who are in the dominion of Allah. Rather, this is an easy matter for him. Like, it is nothing for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. And he has the control of this universe, so he can actually do anything. And he is saying that he has no trouble in preserving every one of us. Like, it is like a piece of cake for him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is sublime, the supreme. Which simply means that all of the honor, the power, the superiority all belongs to none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most high. He is the greatest. There is no deity worthy of worshipping except him and no lord other than him. Subhanallah. It is a beautiful ayah where Allah in just one verse extract all of his powers and attributes. Subhanallah. It is a very beautiful verse. It is recommended to recite it whenever you are sleeping, whenever you are free, or you can recite it in Salah. You can just recite it whenever you are free as well. So go for it and just recite this verse, beautiful verse. May Allah forgive our sins and may Allah make us the people of Jannah. That is like our ultimate goal. That is our ultimate goal should be. Whenever we are actually talking about these little things, these beautiful things, whenever we are talking about Quran, and even why are you listening this podcast? You're listening this podcast because you want to go in that way. You want to go to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to get into the Jannah. So our goal should be the Jannah. So for that, we just have to build our life like that. If we are thinking that doing stuff which are not going to help us in the hereafter are going to benefit us, obviously they are not going to benefit us. So recite this verse whenever you are free. And inshallah, may Allah forgive our sins and make us a better Muslim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And next podcast will be on the UFOs. So stay tuned for that and don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you are listening. So that way you can just get a reminder whenever I'm going to be posting a new podcast. So next topic will be UFOs and Islam. A very interesting topic and I am very excited for that one. So stay tuned for that as well.